Howdy, folks. Wait, this one's not on. Hold on.
Howdy, folks. Okay, so okay. We have two working mics, I think.
It's no, this one's on as well.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Mic two should be. Oh, never mind.
Okay, sorry, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we do have two working mics, which is enough.
Yeah.
So, we'd like to say hello and welcome to the second dual degree hour. Mm-hmm. We are Annabelle.
Maggie.
And Emma is currently working on fixing the mics. So, station ID?
Yeah.
I have to
so, this is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, so we're going to have fun. It's 6 a.m. in the morning today.
We're a little bit tired, and we are experiencing some technical difficulties, which is a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a classic, but we're going to move through it. Okay.
We're going to play an intro song that Emma has told us to play that I forgot the name of. So.
Lemon Fire Brigade.
Lemon Fire...
Yeah. Brigade. I'm Emma, by the way.
There we go.
Okay. Emma, are you ready to play this song?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh,
Howdy, we're back. I don't think this mic is on again.
It is on.
It is on? Okay.
Your volume isn't on.
I got it. That makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
You good?
Yes. That was.
That was Lemon Fire Brigade by Haircut 100. I found that earlier this week, and it's a bop.
Yeah, yes. Pretty fun song. I enjoyed that.
Good. Really. Hyping up for this lovely, rainy, gross morning in Medford.
Yeah. I don't know. I had one wish that I expressed to everyone around me for the East Coast, and it was less rain. So
No.
So far, not quite living up to my expectations.
It's been raining for about 2 days straight now, which is so unfortunate.
To be fair, it's a little bit better than the West Coast, where you'll wake up and it'll look beautiful, and then you'll go outside and it'll immediately start raining, and then it'll stop raining, and then it'll get windy, and then it'll start hailing.
Okay.
And then it'll get sunny by the end of the day.
Yeah, at least you know what you're getting into when you're here.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. So you can dress for the day. You know exactly what to expect. There's not as much unnecessary layering just in case.
That's fair.
Awesome. Okay, we have a segment called Slaps and Flaps coming up.
Yeah, you were just totally not talking into the mic there. I was trying to point it in and be like, I can't hear a single word you're saying.
Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry. That makes sense. I just moved away from the mic and I couldn't hear myself.
It's like, you know, in that classic internet meme from the early 2000s, you know?
No.
Chocolate Rain.
Oh, Chocolate Rain.
And he's like, I move away from the mic to take a breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else know what I'm talking about? Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Recognition. Rick.
That's what it is. That's really what I wanted to hear from the beginning. But, you know, you guys picked on eventually.
Yeah. All right. So our segment is called Slaps and Flaps, where we talk about the food that we've eaten over this past week, and whether it's slaps or flaps, which is our rating scale. Slaps means it's good, that's internet slang, and flaps means it's bad, which is
slang.
Us slang.
Well, I mean, have you ever met a flap that's good? Not to be like,
I mean, flapjack.
Flapjack, yeah, that's true.
No, but we're talking just a flap.
Just like a soul flap.
Yeah.
On its own. Alone.
Like, imagine you throw a piece of salami on a table. It slaps. It flaps right down.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't slap the table.
It doesn't.
To the table.
ASMR?
No.
Shit takes a turn.
So, let's talk about some food. This weekend was parents' weekend, so my mom and brother came into town and I ate some pretty good food, including a meal where I had I've been thinking about this a lot because I've missed good food.
Yeah, but this is not going to help any of these tough students.
I would like to direct them to a restaurant
called
Semolina, which is close. Everyone probably knows it because we pass it. At least Maggie and I pass it on the way to our ex-college course.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Yes, and I got some pasta there.
Nice.
And I got like the half pasta, which was like maybe $15. And I still have leftover pasta, which I reheated last night and ate again because it was so good. So that's my slap of the week because it's good. Mm. And I don't have a flap because I haven't been paying attention to what I've been eating at the dining hall. I've just been moving through my days in a haze. So someone else can go.
Well, for me, I will say that I have avoided the dining hall as much as physically and emotionally possible this week.
Fair.
So it's hard for me to give specifics from that. But I will say that there are things at Hodge which particularly have been tickling my fancy.
Oh.
Something I think is highly neglected is the pita station, the Greek station, which I don't know if either of you have ever taken advantage of.
I have not.
I have just once, and it was fine. I didn't love it, but maybe I got the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, there's like the pita, which is a little messy, but the Greek plate is good, just because their falafel is pretty good.
That's true. I did notice that because I got falafel in my pita. It was like nice and crunchy. So
and the I feel like the key to a good falafel, and this is something I learned from my second attempt, is you can't overstuff it. So like fair. You need to do the regulating because the person in charge ain't gonna do that for you. So you need to be the one that's like, hey, yeah, I only want that much.
Okay.
Because I don't want no overflow. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think it's really been a standout. Also, quesadilla from Hodge.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The burritos, they're okay. But the quesadillas.
Yes.
Pretty good. I mean, how can they not be good when you're selecting what's in them?
True.
Because, like, if they're bad, it's kind of your fault.
Exactly. A quesadilla is only as good as its contents.
Yeah.
There's not many ways that you can mess up the actual creation of a quesadilla.
Exactly. It's, and they grill them so they get all crispy on the outside.
Yum.
Yum.
So that's a real one. That's a real win. Mm-hmm. Not a real one. But also a real one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, the Diet Cola.
Yeah. It slaps. I got it twice yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's delicious. It's great.
So we're just going to give 5 straight stars to Hodge for...
Stars? Don't you mean slaps?
Okay, so 3 straight slaps just to Hodge in general. I love the convenience.
Yes.
I love the ambiance.
Do you?
While you pick up your food and wait in line like a little farm animal.
The cashiers at Hodge are exceptionally nice.
They're lovely
and
people.
Very efficient, lovely people.
Yes.
They always say, like, how are you? Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
No, it's great.
And there was that one guy. Do you know the guy that I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do.
You know the guy.
I know the guy.
Anyways, incredibly friendly and always compliments my stuff.
That's awesome.
My shirt. He'll be like, I love that shirt. Mm-hmm. I love graphic t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I was wearing my SMFA t-shirt.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it makes my day. Yeah, especially when they're seeing me for the second straight time in like 3 hours. Yeah. I still have a whole plate of food and I'm like, hey.
Oh, yeah, that I know the guy that you're talking about. And
yeah, he's lovely.
He's lovely. And he always makes sure that I use the full extent of my meal swipe at Hodge. He always, like, when I go up to him, he'll be like, hey, you got $5 left. Do you want to pick something else up? And then I'm like, you know what would be great? Some Oreos, or we could get some eggs and make ourselves some eggs later.
Yeah,
you know, he's awesome. He's really looking out for you. He understands.
I know. I feel so loved.
The meal plan,
and taken care of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So. I was once there, and I was like trying to figure out how many like peanut butter like bars I could get for the rest of my meal swipe, and the woman was like, "You can get 3 of those," which is probably more than I was able to get because those are $1.25 there.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think I had.
No, they're
more
all
than.
Really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was so
an exceptional experience.
Wow. Lovely.
Yeah, so we really are just plugging Hodgden on the go. That's Hodgden. I'm not going to spell it because I don't know how to.
Hodgden.
It's weirdly spelled. It's Hodgden.
We're actually going there. We're actually spelling. Yes. Now you can search it up on Google. Even though, I mean, like, yeah, it's good, but if you don't go to Tufts, don't spend your money there.
No, it's way too expensive.
It would be expensive to go to if it wasn't on your meal plan.
Which is the other fantastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's Tufts students here, probably freshmen, that don't know that you can use your meal swipe there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would assume, like, the people uphill who don't make the trek.
All those plebs.
Those plebs, true.
Honestly, what are you even doing if you live uphill?
Going to Carm.
Carm has fresh berries. Okay,
okay,
sorry.
Fair. Sorry. I keep on forgetting about the fresh berries.
Yes.
Anyway, to move on to my slaps and flaps, which are dessert-themed this week, I would first of all like to give a shout-out of... 7.5 slaps.
That's a lot of slaps. I thought we were going with a 3-point scale.
I thought we were going with an undefined scale.
and just whatever we felt
that
like.
That makes all of the scores that we award useless.
I think it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. Okay. I'm thinking 7.5 slaps for the vegan chocolate cake.
It's always good.
It's so good. I've never had a bad vegan chocolate cake.
It's beautiful.
They nail it. Yes. Every single time. It's the perfect
I thought you said they mail it, and I'm like, sign me up. I want that.
It's the perfect ratio of cake to icing, and it's just beautiful moist. And it's so good. It's I'm sorry if you don't like the word moist, but it's the only way to accurately describe the vegan chocolate cake.
It is
a moist cake.
So good.
It's delicious.
And on top of that, it's zero calories because it's vegan.
Yeah, vegan things are automatically good for you. So,
Well, I mean, worst case scenario, you're not hurting animals in any remote chain of causal effectingness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There we go.
We do know.
Very fair. So, it's a guilt-free cake because you know that Nothing really got hurt except for a couple plants.
And plants don't have feelings.
Well, that's a debate. I kind of think that plants might have feelings.
Well, plants can communicate through their root system, which is pretty interesting.
So can fungus. And we don't like
fungus. Is a plant.
Fungus is not a plant.
Fungus is in its own individual category. So it depends, like, if you look at, like, the seven, like, animal kingdoms, fungal identities are their own thing.
Fungal
identities. Sorry. Fungal identities.
I was going to say something else, and then I said fungal, and I was like, I gotta go with it.
Animalius, and then the other one, Plantis or some.
Plant.
I can't remember what it is. Fungi is its own kingdom.
Oh. But fungus communicates in a different way.
Yeah, shout out to my ex-boyfriend who was talking to me about this.
Yeah, no, it's super interesting. So they can communicate, but I don't think they have brain cells. So
is something alive if it can't feel?
More questions for 6:22 in the morning. All right.
Anyway, my slap. Is it Hodgdon? These aren't actually produced at Hodgdon, but they are sold at Hodgdon, and it is this like everything free brownie. I think it's like gluten free, dairy free, all those things, which I've had great gluten free, dairy free, you know, cookies before. Sorry, it's a cookie, not a brownie. I'm just trying.
I saw you get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, they have brownies too.
Yeah. Sorry,
but
my bad.
They don't have brownies. Don't lie to the people, Maggie.
I'm sorry. They don't have brownies, but they do have these cookies, and they're beautiful. You look at them in the packaging, and they're a perfect dome shape. They're almost, you know, artificial looking because they probably are, but
if you can't really put dairy or gluten in something, it's just chemicals.
It's just this perfect circle and this perfect dome. And you bite into it, and it's like crunchy, but also not crunchy at all. It's like, you bite into it, and there's resistance. Like, you feel like you're biting into a biscotti.
Maggie, what you're describing is horrible. I'm terrified of this.
You
food.
Feel like there's resistance, but then
it's the cookie that bites back.
But
this
then
is awful.
Once you take the bite off, it just loses its will to survive inside of your mouth just dissolves. And I can only describe the taste as, you know, like in like every superhero movie where there's like, you know, a little bit of the villain's backstory and
Maggie, I'm losing my mind over here.
Let her finish.
And he falls into like a vat of acid and gets his superpowers. It's as if you were the supervillain and you fell into the vat of unknown chemicals, mouth first.
Super villain.
You're a villain.
Got a little
you're a villain.
Are we talking like Suicide Squad?
Joker.
Joker.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You fall
Harley
in.
Quinn?
Harley. Joker just pulled her in.
Yeah.
He was just
Joker. Did a push.
He did a little switcheroo.
A little oopsie daisies.
And then he dove in with her, so.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's like, you are Harley Quinn, and you were falling face first, mouth open, and you just got chemicals into the back of your throat. Anyway, that's the end of my monologue.
That was, and that's a good experience for
me? You said that this slaps. No, I said this flaps.
Oh!
I'd give this like a solid 4.5 flaps.
Wait, the cookie sucks.
Going through this experience. Oh.
Yeah,
this was positive.
Because, yeah, same with me. I was like, she's enjoying every step of this. And I'm like, okay.
No, this was my flaps. I'm sorry if that was unclear.
It was very unclear.
I thought that I had made it clear by making the cake my slap. But either way, that was my flap. Everything free cookie, don't go for it.
Because you prefaced it by being like, I've had a lot of really great stuff. And then you were like, and this one tastes like you're eating chemicals. But you said it in a very cheerful tone, and I guess that's just how you are.
I don't want to put any hate forward towards Hodge, because it's not their cookie. So I wanted to make it clear that they're just offering it as an option to those of us who are gluten-free and dairy-free and everything-free.
But even they don't deserve a Harley Quinn-esque plunge into acid, throat.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound good. Mm-hmm.
Not great. Anyway, to segue into my song of the week.
Oh dear.
Also, do you want to switch to the other ones?
Hmm. Oh yeah. Wait. If you're still tuned in from earlier, which. Hopefully. I doubt you made it through my Harley Quinn metaphor for this cookie. But we were having difficulty with the aux, we believe. It was skipping. So apologies.
It wasn't my phone's fault.
It wasn't her phone's fault. But up next, we have Back Pocket by Wolfpack.
Oh, I love this song.
It's great. I love it.
Have you never heard this song before?
Have I never heard this song before?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it until about 3 weeks ago.
Was it by any...
I think it was probably related to you. I think you showed me another one of his songs, and I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I went on a extravaganza. Well, anyway.
I mean, to share with the listeners at home, I was just seeing a guy who absolutely loved Wolfpack, and it was half the reason why he was interested in me is because I said that I liked Wolfpack, too. So, thanks for bringing some PTSD to this morning.
I'm sorry.
It's a good song, though, so let's play it.
I'm sorry for ripping open your stitches, but this is Back Pocket by Wolfpack.
Put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket, in my bag, pocket, in my pocket, in my pocket.
back.
Hello again.
Just so everyone knows, that was Back Pocket by Wolfpack.
Great song. Very cheery. Awesome way to start your day. We're all a big fan.
Yes.
And next up, we have one of my personal favorite segments.
Out of our three segments.
Out of our three segments. And all three make it onto my personal favorites list. So
amazing.
This is one of my personal favorites. Emma is going to read our PSA in a fun new accent. Because she's very good at that. So, Emma, take it away.
Hey! Okay. This is numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of American population... Wait.
What?
Where is this accent? I started off in a place I didn't understand. Let's just go with the classic.
Let's go with the classic.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in the United States. That's serious. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another average 30% less drink one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, I'm looking at you, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks per day.
Wait, 74 drinks a week?
That's what this says.
Oh my gosh.
So don't drink that much.
Is that the PSA?
It just says there's a number to think about, which is that number.
Oh, you have to read the little italicized section of the bottom so they know who it's from.
This is Some Numbers to Think About, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Let's go.
Sorry that accent took a little bit. Because I was like, I'm trying to do a Dutch. Yeah. And it just kind of was just not there. I'm sorry, it's early.
I heard a lisp and I was like, oh, that's an interesting choice.
That's a specific choice.
But well, when in doubt, revert to my own natural accent. That is 100% my own, and I can't really stop it sometimes.
It just comes out of
our
mouth.
No, but the other guy, so last night I was at my Tufts mock trial practice.
Of course.
And the guy, he asks me, are you from Staten Island?
No.
No.
That's like opposite.
Yeah.
Like across the entire continent.
I know, but it's because when I was doing my accent, see... oh my God. When I was doing my accent, see, I was talking about the therapy that I give to my patient who loves her kid Parker, and he was like, I don't know how you do this therapy thing, like the TH being a
therapy.
It's like a therapy.
Therapy.
Nope.
Therapy.
No, but you have to say it in like a very subtle way.
Oh,
I can't.
To get the accent.
No. Nobody could do it. Well, you can.
But that's the thing is, like, he thought that I must have been from there because I was doing it so naturally.
Wow.
You know, what can you say?
Subtle flex.
As I've said before, sometimes you'll just switch into it and I think you've been possessed.
Yeah, I probably have been, now that I think about it a little too hard. That was not actually like a huge flex. It's actually kind of embarrassing how often I speak in this accent. And I'm sure you guys can attest to that.
Mm-hmm. I would not say it's embarrassing.
No.
I would
just say a little less than
that you have only been possessed by the Long Island medium.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, fair. Mm-hmm.
I think that that's probably accurate.
I don't know if that's one of her like powers. I think that she's able to.
The Long Island medium is omnipotent. She has no limitations to her powers. All right.
I buy it.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
All right. Let's segue into Emma's song of the week.
Yes. I'm going to be this. Wow, I had an aneurysm there. This is Alone Again Or by Calexico. This is actually a band that me and Annabelle got to see play just a little earlier in September.
September, yeah.
They were playing with Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine, and I've been listening to them a little bit more since then, and this is one of my favorites. So let's go with her. That was Alone Again Or from Calexico. It's a good one. It was, in fact, my song of the week.
Incredible. Nice. I'm glad that it made it up there because I enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah, it's got some beautiful tooting and springing. Do, do, do. You know, that kind of stuff.
Indeed.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
As music often goes.
So, yeah.
Oh, we love it. And our third segment before we reform chat is This Week in Our Dual Degree Lives, in which we talk about managing two degrees at once, which is super fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Does anyone have anything to start?
Well, first of all, just to, you know, plug my production. Mm-hmm. I was just recently in, it's also on this weekend, theater department's production of An Enemy of the People. So that has been basically consuming my entire life for the last couple weeks with all of the tech rehearsals and stuff like that. And we opened on Thursday. Yes. And Annabelle mm-hmm. came, so...
And then Maggie came on Friday.
And then Maggie came on Friday.
It was very good.
Do not gloss over.
No, I was going to get into yes. that. Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah, so it's a pretty topical production about mm-hmm. environment and politics, mm-hmm. but it has made managing all my other classes particularly difficult, mm-hmm. as in I haven't been managing it at all.
Oh, no.
And I spent all of Sunday writing my midterm essay. And it was a good 12 hours. Because I hadn't really started it in mm-hmm. any way.
That's a hassle.
But the good thing is you finished your midterm essay.
That's true. It did get handed in. Yeah. And fingers crossed it wasn't terrible.
I thought it was pretty good when you read it to me loud. But also, I don't know much about film. But
yeah,
I think it was very good. It sounded good in essay levels.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, because it is 30% of my grade. And I do not want me deciding to sleep early every night after I got out of the show to interfere with me.
I'm sure it was great. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that.
Also, I have a bone to pick with Kurt Rausch, if you're listening. He's totally not. Unless he is, in which case, forget that I mentioned this. But also, I'm in this virtual reality class yes. right now, and I spent way too much time, the time that I should have been spending to write this midterm essay that I wrote then the day before,
mm-hmm.
On this open-ended cinematographical assignment in this stupid platform called Unity. And I spent so long, like, orchestrating this weird, hallucinogenic dream sequence in which, you know, there's a girl praying and then, you know, all this colorful background, boodly-boodly.
As you do.
And then, you know, there's a frog and it's jumping through some machines. And then... You have a... I forgot to mention the girl that's praying. She's on top of a cucumber and a kiwi.
But, like, larger, right? It's like a giant slice.
Yeah, it's like a giant spaceship-like kiwi-cucumber mm-hmm. situation.
Yes.
And then there's a sea of strawberries floating mm-hmm. around in some Yummy. Milk. and they're slurping around like that. And then it ends on a guy dancing, and his arms keep, like... multiplying and
then it yeah, just kind of weird.
Switches over to an apple rotating in the background mm-hmm. anyways, sounds amazing, right?
Yes.
He hated it.
No,
I know. Well, he didn't hate it, I guess, but he did say it seemed a little
a little out there.
I don't know. And he mainly just didn't like the sound, which I put together as an amalgamation of me reading out sections of all of the work that I had to do that week. So, like, mm-hmm. sections of my essay on Virginia Woolf, and then, like, lines from the play, and then mm-hmm. lines, but it basically just got louder and louder until it stopped. And he basically said that the sound was really distracting along with the images. So maybe next time I should think about a little bit more continuity between the two of them. But I don't really know how to
do that.
What kind of sound a man dancing in front of an apple would have other than people screaming.
Yeah.
What their work is that for the week.
I feel like the Psycho soundtrack, if you've ever heard it.
I also had the Mississippi Burning soundtrack on top of me reading all of my stuff mm-hmm. to add to the suspense, of course.
Of course, of course.
Am I gonna say? I think I might understand where your teacher was coming from.
Although I think it sounds amazing, I understand why he might have been overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, that's what I was feeling. I was feeling overwhelmed, and I wanted my work to reflect that.
That, mm-hmm. You know what? Valid. You know what?
Fair.
Art is art.
Art is art.
Exactly. And it made everyone uncomfortable. And I was uncomfortable. So technically, I transmitted my emotional state quite effectively.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. That is what art does at the end of the day. Right?
Thank you. Yes. So Kurt Rausch, tell me I'm good enough for you.
Okay. Heartbreaking tale, honestly.
Yeah, it really truly is.
Of and work and art and struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I apologize. Apoogles.
Apoogles.
What?
What is that, apoogle?
It's apologies spelled wrong.
What?
Okay, just.
Yeah, okay, continue.
Okay.
Let's not dwell on things.
Okay. So, a slice from my dual degree life this week. In my self-publishing and artist books class, we teamed up with a sociology class here in Medford, which I loved because it meant for two separate 9-to-5 classes, I was able to stay on campus.
Avoid the SMFA cafe.
Yes, avoid the SMFA cafe, but more importantly, I slept in until 8:15 both days.
Spicy.
I was well rested and ready to go. Anyway, last Thursday, we worked on printing a little book. Ooh, that was a honking. We worked on printing and binding a book that we made with the sociology class. That was a recreation of Du Bois' Crisis. And it was great. It was really fun. However...
Oh, is that like the ones that are currently on display in the bottom of the...
Yes.
Oh, that's really
that
cool.
Is, yeah, that's what our project
to finish
is
my
on.
Sentence, there's a bunch of collections of the exact same project or a similar project
mm-hmm.
In the Tufts Art Gallery space right now.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They have copies of... A lot of copies of Du Bois' The Crisis and a few of the Brownies, which is the version that you made for children. And they're really good. And we just looked at those and we essentially created a modern version of them, but with a little bit more art because we're art kids. And we printed them on the risograph, which is so fun. I love the risograph. But there was a lot of pre-printing that I struggled with. And I had to make some last-minute changes. And none of the computers on the Medford campus have an updated version of InDesign that has the font that I was using or, like, the exact sizing requirements or whatever. So I would have to go in on every computer and manually redo the changes. And every letter was in a different text box.
Oh, that's horrible. That's
because
horrible.
I wanted to use different fonts for all of my letters.
Oh,
so I had
Maggie.
To go in and resize each text box individually. But at the end of the day, I got to use a spiral binding hole puncher, and it was great. It's awesome. If you've ever used a spiral binding hole puncher, you'll understand me. And if you haven't, I would recommend it.
Are just tuning in eventually, inevitably, because there's obviously so many people listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Their ears just peaked up at a spiral hole.
Sorry.
Because that's a scintillating topic of conversation for 6:50 in the morning, but I agree.
An office supply
that
nerd.
Is not what time it is.
It is 6:50.
Oh, I thought you said 6:15. I was like, what?
We went back in time, Annabelle.
Radio is sometimes just that good. Anyway.
I don't know what that means, but yes.
Anyway, Annabelle.
Dual degree hour. We go back in time.
The power of art transcends linear time progression.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
This week in my dual degree life, I have been doing mostly not art stuff because I'm only in one studio class. Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Well,
you can elect to spend more time than is necessary creating a...
Well, here's the thing is that I'm oil painting, and if I want to oil paint, I have to go to the other campus and paint, mm-hmm. which is just a hassle.
and I don't like to do that because I am not, I don't hate my oil painting class. I don't love it, but it's not something I'd like to spend more time on than I have to. So I've mostly just been doing some work, living it up in like environmental studies, which is lit. So we love it. And yeah, that's pretty much all. I'm working a lot, trying hard as it is, not getting a lot of sleep, but that's just the way it rolls. And
for, at least you don't have a calculus midterm.
That is true. I have, okay, well, today I have a lot due. I have my Spanish midterm, and then I have a 10-page paper slash story due, which is not done yet. So I need to finish that.
If anyone can do it, it's you.
Yes, I know where it's going. I just need to like write it. It's mostly done for my parents listening at home who may be panicking.
No, yeah, the problem with Parents Weekend is I'm capable of lying, but I usually don't.
That's a great way to start a phrase.
My father was visiting, and he was like, oh, have you been to the library? And I'm like, well, if I would have gone to the library, that would imply that I've been studying, which I haven't been. And oh, he was dear. Like, what? And I was like, no, aren't the trees so beautiful? and then I spent the rest of the day doing damage control, being like, listen, I actually am studying. It's just that I'm not studying that much.
Cute.
And I am doing the first two pages of my readings. And that's enough.
All right.
Because calc is hard and it's taking up a lot of my time.
That's fair. I respect that. And I'm going to play my song of the week now. I think we'll have a few minutes after just to chat a little bit, say goodbye. And this is, hold on, sorry, Moscow by Otto Hart.
Star bright crystals are forming. We both know what we've got to do. Head back to where the magic grew. Come on, let's go back to Moscow. Irresolution doesn't suit you. It's not hard, but you haven't heard about you. Don't care the reason why I'm in supply. All I need's a fraction of your heavy heart. All I need is you. And beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You have lifts up under the stronger. When in Moscow, I just wanna fold you up and keep you warm, keep you warm. Snowflakes are gently. We've got to do, head back to where the magic grew. Come on, let's go back to Moscow. Your resolution doesn't suit you or me or anybody. It's not hard, but you haven't. Free whenever you're in front of me. All I need is a fraction.
we got to do. Head back to where the magic grew. M-O-S-E-R-W. You've got my heart, I've got your answer. We are safe and started. It's not I, but you, I have an alibi. You don't care the reason why I'm misapplied.
Sorry about that terrible fade in. I forgot to turn it on. and I've been doing a pretty good job today.
Yes. Yeah,
on the soundboard. Other than that,
that was the one fault, I think. You've been doing great.
And I mean, don't our flaws make us more beautiful?
Yes. And I would like to say that moment made me see you in a new light. You glowed. You were radiant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well.
folks.
Well, folks. This is Dual Degree Hour. And you are listening to 9.1.
Nine.
91.5 FM. Sorry, guys. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mm-hmm. That was jarring. If for some reason you are now inclined to call in,
no, please.
Our studio line is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636.
Wait.
And I would like to emphasize, please don't call in because we have about 50 seconds left on our radio show. And if you were to call in, we would not know what to do.
But
we would just leave you and nothing else on the radio.
We would not, because that is against protocol.
You would get your own radio show.
No training required.
Calling to receive your own radio show, 100%, mm-hmm. No strings attached, because I'm hightailing it out of this country back to my homeland.
I'm
Canada
to avoid
would be
extradition.
What?
What's the thing? Non-extradition. There's probably non-extradition treaties in Canada.
I don't know what that
is. I have no clue.
Sorry, Monk law.
Monk law.
But basically, you know, like you can't be persecuted in another.